My mother was one of 11 siblings born to parents from Eastern Europe, neither of whom spoke much English when they arrived at Ellis Island. My grandfather taught Hebrew, didn't handle money when the Torah was read, which was about twice a week, and got around in a horse-drawn cart. My grandmother had a dairy cow, chickens, and a large family garden. Somehow they got by. I thought of my grandparents recently as I watched a pair of Cooper's hawks feed 5 robust and demanding chicks. An adult Cooper's hawk has a gunmetal gray back, darker cap, rusty barring on the chest and belly, and intense red-orange eyes. Its wings are short and round, its legs and tail long. Females are larger than males. Their typical flight is an alternating series of strokes followed by short glides, as in flap, flap, sail. For small to mid-sized birds, a Cooper's hawk is a terrorist. Spirited and relentless, it chases quarry through air, around limbs, even on foot into dense shrubs. They used to be called chicken hawks for good reason. My friend Tig, who maintains a Thetford sugar bush, found a Cooper's hawk nest in his backyard this spring on a platform of sticks 60 feet up in a white pine. After the chicks hatched, he rigged a remote digital camera in a nearby tree, and every 4 seconds during daylight hours, the camera snapped a frame. Then, every evening, once his own children were in bed, Tig downloaded the chip into his laptop and scrolled through the day's 10,000 or so images, deleting everything that had to do with sleeping, crouching, and nest rim idling, which was most of them. Feeding pictures, however, told a story. Except for the occasional rough grouse or unidentified mid-sized bird, almost every feeding image featured a chipmunk. Dietary studies show a Cooper's hawk chick requires, on average, 66 prey items in 6 weeks. Do the math. 5 chicks would consume more than 300 items. And, of course, parent birds have to eat, too. So this summer, at least, they ate a lot of chipmunks because last fall, Vermont had a bumper crop of red oak acorns, which triggered a trophic cascade. A bumper crop of acorn eaters like white-footed mice, blue jays, and chipmunks. They're everywhere and noisy. At any given time, 3 or 4 loiter under my bird feeders. Tig's hawk simply cashed in. My grandparents never had it so easy.